Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, I know your team was hoping to come out of that weekend with 6 points, but you end up splitting. And after a 5-2 loss, came back and won the second game 3-1. Talk about the resiliency of your team coming out of last weekend.
Well, I just like the way, you know, we kind of responded on Saturday. I thought we played well enough on Friday, Kelly, to come away with the 3 points. You know, unfortunately, we had a bit of a slow start in the second period, and St. Cloud capitalized, and certainly don't want to take anything away from them. They made some plays, but you know, we generated plenty of chances. We had a tremendous amount of zone time on Friday. Just difficulty scoring, and you gotta tip your hat to their goalie. She came up with some big stops. I thought when we scored that power play goal to make it 3-2, we had them back on their heels. I think we out attempted them like 25 or 26-5 in the third period, and again, it was just, you know, we make a mistake and you let Tilke go in alone to make it 4-2, and that was kind of the game. And so it was frustrating, but again, we came out Saturday. I thought we played a complete game, a little bit more sense of urgency in our play, and just overall, again, going against a team obviously, you know, trying to solidify their place in the playoffs picture, and plus they were playing at home, plus it was their senior day celebration. I thought we had a pretty doggone good response and were able to come away with a big win.
I know you put Cicely Nelson up there on that top line with Lauren Miller and Summer Thibodeau, and it definitely sparked something. I know Cicely isn't typically a goal scorer. She's got two so far this year, but she gets your team on the board there in that Saturday game. Talk about what she brought to that line.
Well, it was great play. Obviously, Bree headmans the puck to Lauren. Lauren, you know, pushed their defense back with her speed, and then they ran a little crisscross, and Lauren dropped it to her, and Nellie was on her off wing, but she's got a good release. She leaned on it, and I think she caught Kyle Alder a little bit by surprise and beat her short side. So, you know, Nellie's capable of doing that, and just sometimes, like, you tweak the lines, just give somebody a little bit of a spark. I thought she responded really, really well, and had a solid game for us. It was fun to see her get rewarded.
Laura Miller had a great weekend of hockey, especially there on Saturday, obviously setting up that goal and then the empty net goal for you to watch Miller. She's a different type of player, isn't she?
Well, she certainly can be. When she plays like she played Saturday, you know, she's the best player on the ice. She's, again, the combination of her strength and her speed and her ability to handle the puck and shooting. She's a handful. And when she's going, it's tough for the opponent's defense to try to stand her up, and that's when they'll start backing off when they see her coming, and that's when you can start going east-west and making some plays inside the zone. So it was fun to see, and I told her I thought she was the best player on the ice, and I think she can be the same thing this weekend. And again, if she is, she really sets the tone for us.
Your defensive pairs were switched up a little bit last weekend. I know you had Madison Hutchinson alongside Bree Jordy, and Jordy's looked so good as of late. Why did you shift that from Missy Hunt alongside Madison Hutchinson to Bree Jordy?
Kind of the same thing. Just, I think sometimes, especially when they played so long together, the communication piece kind of goes away. And I thought it was evident there was just a lot more communication with our defensive pairs on Saturday. That was good. But, we'll mix things up. They're not always out there together. It obviously depends on the time of the period and the situation of a game and things like that. So you'll see different people together. But I think it's important, obviously, that anybody can play with whoever's on the ice with them. But again, Bree Jordy's been playing exceptionally well. I thought Missy, I really liked the way she responded on Saturday. I thought she played one of her better games. That's encouraging because she can be outstanding and can be a real shutdown defenseman for us.
Last time against Minnesota State, you guys won 2-0, lost 3-2 in the second game. Two close games against this Maverick team. They're kind of building their program up a lot from the years past, obviously John Harrington being their coach now. What was it about that first series that you guys split with them?
Well, if you remember, we the Friday game was okay. I thought we did just enough to come away with the win. But then on Saturday, we got ourselves in a hole real quick. We were down 3-0, maybe 7 minutes into the game. But I thought from that point on, we had a real good response, and we made it 3-1 before the period was out. We made it 3-2 after two. And again, spent a lot of time in their zone, and just another one of those games. It was just real frustrating because, one, we got ourselves down, and we put ourselves in the hole, and then, two, we fought back, but we just couldn't get over the hump. and get that next one. So another game, I thought we certainly played well enough to come away with more than 3 points. I know at the time it was a real frustrating group coming off the ice, because we felt like we left three out there that we should have had. And obviously, like I've always said, every point in this league is so important. So if you take those 3 points right now and put them on in our win column, it's a different outlook in terms of what this weekend. But that's why every game, no matter when you play it, is so important. But the bottom line is Mankato made enough plays. Their goaltending was outstanding. And, they've certainly grown a lot as a team. They were so young last year, and all those freshmen who are now sophomores have played in a lot of situations. Obviously, they played – over, 56 games in this league now. And so that'll make you grow up real quick when you're playing in this league. So we're going to have our hands full tonight. They're going to be a scrappy team. They're going to work hard. Obviously, they have good goaltending. So we're going to have to go out and earn whatever points we can get.
You mentioned the points in the standings right now. Obviously, St. Cloud State's in fifth. They're 4 points ahead of you guys. Ohio State's ahead of you by 2 points. You're in seventh place right now. It all comes down to this weekend, and obviously you're hoping to get a little help there from North Dakota and Duluth, but you got to take care of business and not worry about what those other teams are doing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can only control ourselves, and we got three big points that are out there available tonight. Let's do everything we can to see if we can't go out and get those tonight, and if we can do that, then we'll worry about tomorrow. But the most important thing is tonight's game and coming out. I think it's really important that we have a good start and go from there.
What is the health of your team this late in the season?
Well, pretty good. We've definitely been battling whatever you want to call it, the flu bug or the cold bug. We had a few players that had strep, but at this point, I think we're about as healthy as we've been all week. So that's encouraging, and obviously, I think everybody is really excited for our seniors, and they realize how special this weekend is. So I think anybody that wasn't feeling quite so well in the past is feeling pretty good today.
They probably are. Coach, good luck to you tonight, and we'll talk to you in the postgame show.
Thanks, Kelly.